Five aggregates of form and mind on the living being that they take to come into existence, to come as Buddhas and Bodhisattva, are not them, but only their karmically conditioned segmented form and life of theirs in that particular life. And they are impermanent because each of this is just a karmically conditioned form and mind entity, like a vehicle for them to come. Or we call it the functional body, Nimanakaya. Only that physical form they take to arise is subject to change or is conditioned arising. But their spiritual nature is different, where it is just the nature born of their cultivation and perfection. It is not a being. The form and mind that comes and cultivate can connect back to their nature and inherit all the understanding of their spiritual nature. Only then can it transform the form and mind into a Buddha or a Bodhisattva. But their form are not their true nature. Their form is only a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for them to come, to arise, for them to use. So that vehicle or functional body, it just chemically conditioned vehicle and tool for them to arise, for them to use to perform the function of a Buddha or a Bodhisattva while in this world. So hope this helped. So if you are clear about this, means you understand the Dhamma, you understand the meaning of form and mind, you understand the true meaning of the individual's karmic nature and spiritual nature, and they are different. Because one pertains to the conditioned world, the other one pertains to the unconditioned.